the Apostle Peter was a person much like us, sort of an ordinary person. Jesus saw great potential in him, and he became the spiritual leader of the church, although not the administrative leader of the church. That place was to belong to Jesus' brother, James. But Peter was a fisherman, not just a fisherman that went out and caught fish for his family to eat, or maybe to sell a few. But he was a commercial fisherman. We know he had hired hands, the Bible tells us that, and that he had a partner. And we know from history of that time that to fish on the Lake of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, or the Lake of Gennesaret, that he needed to have a license, to have a franchise. And so he was more of a commercial fisherman and had quite a bit invested, I'm sure, in a boat or the lease of the boat or in the license to fish or however that came out. Whether he was franchised, we don't know. But it was more than just going out and throwing a line in. He was a commercial fisherman. He had business to do. He had a family to take care of, a mother-in-law, a home. And Jesus had called him to be his disciple right at the time when John the Baptist was preaching. In the Gospel of John, it says that Jesus met Peter. He was called Simon at that time, and he named him Peter, the rock. But it was some time later, and Peter was still fishing. And I think he was wrestling with this call to follow Jesus, just like we do sometimes. Listen to what happened. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, Jesus stood by the Lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and requested that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have worked all night, and we've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the catch of the fish that they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. You see, Jesus demonstrated to Simon Peter that if you will follow me and do my will, I'll take care of you. You see, that wasn't just fish coming into the boat there. It was money. That was the produce of their labors, and that was their harvest. Jesus said, I'll take care of you. And Simon was finally broken down, even though he thought he was a very bad person, and he followed Jesus and left his business. We can sure take a lesson from that, can't we? I'm not asking you to quit whatever you're doing, but I'm saying, do the will of God, and God will take care of you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would care for me today. I love you, and I appreciate, and I'm so thankful for the way you have taken care of me over the years. And I know that when I do your will, you will take care of me, and you will supply what I need to do what you ask me to do this day. In Jesus' name, amen.